Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Hope you use it to your advantage. And don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame, which is part of the discussion that we're having today with our good friend Steve DelBianco, the executive director of NetChoice and vice president of the Association for Competitive Technology. That's netchoice.org and actonline.org, his two websites. Steve, I really, as a publisher, as a creator of original content, as an owner of intellectual property and registered trademarks, I want to be able to protect my own property, but I also understand the other side of the issue from the standpoint of the people who are conveying my property over the internet. But the problem I've got, Steve, the thing I worry about is I don't trust the government to be able to regulate these things. What do you think,
Jim? That is part of the sentiment that this bill has cast. Because if you take an example like a foreign website, let's say a Russian website that's selling and giving away stolen copies of movies and TV shows, what the industry came to Congress and said is that we can't get the Russian government to take that site down. We can't get them to bang the door down on the guys where that server is. And the U.S. government won't negotiate strongly enough with the Russian law enforcement to make it happen. They said to Congress, you've got to help us block how Americans get to that site. You've got to cut off the air supply of that site. They told them three things. They said, look, you've got to stop search engines like Google from serving that website if we show you that it's full of stolen movies and TV shows. And they said, you have to stop advertisers in America from sending money to that Russian site to host their ads. You with me now?
Yes, absolutely.
The idea is about cutting off their money and cutting off the traffic that gets to that site. So rather than go after the site itself, which they say they can't do, Hollywood came to Washington and said, you've got to cut off how Americans get there and cut off their money.
Right.
That's what these bills both do.
Which,
and they do it with a judge in the way. A judge has to look at that Russian site, Jim, and say that site, if it were in America, would be violating copyright law, and we would be able to shut it down.
But obviously that puts organizations like Google, search engines, and other organizations, other online sites, it puts them in the area in the way of all that, doesn't it?
Well, the way this would work is if the judge puts that Russian site on their so-called blacklist, well, then the movie companies can take that blacklist and walk over to Google with it and say, look, you keep serving search results that include one of these blacklisted websites. You need to take that out. You cannot show that search.
Why is that unreasonable for Google to do?
Google today doesn't have any human beings who look at the sites that they serve on their search results, nor do they have any human beings involved when somebody signs up to host ads with Google.
Right.
It's all done with computers, and that's why it's free, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Because computers can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
So without any human intervention, it is. There's no way that Google can afford under that business model, much less a smaller company, to look at every site and check it out. So it's going to have to be something that's completely automated.
Right.
And what Google worries about most is that some of the intellectual property owners would abuse this blacklist to really mess with their business model.
What I worry about more is that the government will start with a bill like this and one day go farther and farther and farther. That's what I worry about. So what's the resolution, Steve? If you were king of the world, how would you solve this?
But you know what? You're not going to solve it this year in Congress because this was a wake-up call for the IT industry, and they woke up. And there's three things that everybody knows. They know that there's terrible regard for Congress. It's an all-time low.
13% approval. Yeah.
And number two, people have a general suspicion that big-moneyed industries control Congress. Lobbyists for big industries control Congress, and this
I'm shocked.
Right into that.
I'd be shocked, Steve. Shocked.
Now you combine those two exactly. Now combine those two with the third factor, which is most of Americans think the internet is our thing.
Yeah,
it's our thing. It's not the government's thing.
It's like oxygen.
So those three sentiments affect everybody, they wake up to these two pieces of legislation. And I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning, the first things I say aren't often the most intelligent things. So calling it censorship is a little bit of the post-wake-up confusion. It isn't really about censorship, but it does have powerful implications for websites in America that are the leaders of the world when it comes to search and advertising and free content and user-generated content.
But Steve, I got one minute. What's the answer? Remember now, I just made you king of the world. What's the answer?
We scrap the bills and we start over, and we do it the right way. We ask industries on both sides of this issue to get together to come up with a solution in 6 months.
So you put Google and Warner Brothers et al. Together and say, okay, guys, work this out. Bring us a solution you can live with that we can make a bill. We can make a law out of.
So saith the king.
Okay. That makes sense. So why did we do that to start with?
Neither side felt the urgency to do it that way. Hollywood felt they had enough weight in Congress to get it done their way. And I think that Google, the advertising and the internet industry was too busy taking care of business to really think it was going to happen.
Is the way you described it the way it's likely to happen? I mean, you say both of these laws will not go forward?
Each will move a little bit, but they'll clash because they're not the same.
Right.
And this is an election year in Congress, so
right. This
is becoming an election issue.
Yeah.
So I don't believe anyone in Congress wants to
touch it. So, okay, folks, you've been warned, you've been informed. Weigh in on this on your own with your own member of Congress. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for keeping us posted on these things.
Thanks for covering it, Jim.
Steve Del Bianco, netchoice.org. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.